the Mishnah in Pesachim Adav Kuf Shidalit says that if you live in front of matzah, chazeres, chavoshes, but chavoshes, and the Mishnah continues, but chavoshes ain't a mitzvah. But and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik said that it is a mitzvah. So the seeming conclusion of the Gemara is that the only purpose of chavoshes is for kafa, to counter the sharpness of the mava. And this seems to be in accordance with the opinion of the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, that chavoshes is not a mitzvah. And Rambam, in his commentary on the Mishnah, says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, that chavoshes is a mitzvah, one is obligated to eat a kezayis and to make a broch on chavoshes. But then the Rambam says the halacha is not in accordance with Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. However, in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, Peret Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes that chavoshes is a mitzvah rabbanan to remember the mortar and so on. And the Rambam says that your toivel, the karpos in the chavoshes, similar to the straw that they use to make the mortar, and mevin, and then the Rambam says mevin alas shulchan v'leil haseda. So despite this characterization of chavoshes as a mitzvah, Rambam here does not require to eat a kezayis or to make a bracha as he does in his Perush Mishnayos. So the Lecha Mishnah concludes that according to the Rambam has reversed himself in the Perush Mishnayos. It's what he passes here in the Yad HaChazaka, that he doesn't require a kezayis, nor does he require a bracha. So the question is, if the Rambam thinks that even according to Elazar ben Yaakov, you don't need kezayis, according to everybody, in other words, that it is a mitzvah, so why indeed don't you make a bracha? And it seemed therefore, according to the Rambam, chavoshes is a mitzvah, but it doesn't require bracha because there's no specific ma'aseh mitzvah associated with it. So therefore, the mitzvah is simply to have chavoshes on the table. And even though, according to the Rambam, one must dip the karpos, the Rambam holds we dip everything in the chavoshes, the karpos, the matzah, and the morah in the chavoshes, that's not considered a ma'isa mitzvah. Rather, it's simply a practical way to integrate the chavoshes into the suit, into the meal. And there no bracha is recited because there's no ma'isa mitzvah, and there's only a kima mitzvah by this is part of the zech letzias mitzrayim, or the sipin tzias mitzrayim of the mitzvah. And this explains what the Rambam writes of chavoshes, mevin also al hashulchan. Rambam is not saying practically that you have to get it to the table, but he's saying the kima is a kima of avo al hashulchan. And therefore, there's no requirement for kezayis or a bracha.